From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An agreement for South Sudan. The UN Security Council is threatening to take quick action if South Sudan's President Salva Kiir does not sign a peace agreement with rebels Wednesday. Margaret Bashir has more.
Speaking via a video link from South Sudan's capital, Juba, UN envoy Loy urged the country's feuding leaders to put their people first.
And to implement the peace agreement in good faith.
President Kiir is expected to sign the deal Wednesday in Juba at a mini-summit with regional heads of state. Loy said despite this positive development, the security situation on the ground has been volatile and tense, especially in Greater Upper Nile and Unity State. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
Global markets recovered some of their recent losses Tuesday. Stock prices rose after Chinese authorities took action to stimulate their weakening economy. China's central bank cut interest rates 0.25% and told banks they could hold less money in reserve. French prosecutors announced Tuesday that they have launched an investigation into last week's terrorist attack in a high-speed train. Paris prosecutor Frederic Moulins said the man detained in connection with the attack, Ayoub El-Kazani, is being investigated for attempted murder connected to terrorism. Kazani was subdued by a group of passengers, three Americans and a Briton. The chairman of the Turkey Electoral Board announced Tuesday that elections will be held November 1st. The announcement came a day after President Recep Tayyip Erdogan formally asked for a new parliamentary vote. Mr. Erdogan Tuesday asked Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu to form a temporary cabinet. This is VOA News. Officials say record numbers of migrants are entering Hungary. They also are arriving in many other parts of Europe. The UN Refugee Agency is calling on all governments to respond compassionately. Lisa Schlein has more.
The UN Refugee Agency says the chaotic scenes of thousands of desperate people trying to enter the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia over the weekend has calmed. But it warns the flight of these desperate people is continuing and is unstoppable. UNHCR spokeswoman Melissa Fleming says people are coming in groups of 300 to 400. Monitors at the Macedonian border say up to 3,000 asylum seekers are arriving every day, most fleeing violence and conflict in Syria, Afghanistan, and Iraq. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The United Nations nuclear chief said Tuesday he is confident of his agency's ability to determine if Iran had sought to develop a nuclear weapon more than a decade ago. International Atomic Energy Agency Chief Yukio Amano spoke at a meeting in Vienna.
There is now a historic opportunity to resolve the Iran nuclear issue. I hope that full use will be made of this opportunity.
U.S. critics of the recent nuclear accord with Iran are citing a side agreement with the IAEA, which the Associated Press says would allow Iran to investigate its own past nuclear activities. Iran has long denied accusations that it had been trying to develop a nuclear weapon. Burundi's President Pierre Nkurunziza swore in a new cabinet Tuesday following his re-election to a third term. Members of the ruling party were given 15 of 20 spots, including the key posts leading the ministries of defense, the interior, finance, and foreign affairs. The selections came as little surprise to opponents who believe Mr. Nkurunziza violated constitutional term limits to stay in office. Nigerian police say a female suicide bomber has killed at least five people in an attack at the entrance to a bus station in the northeastern town of Damaturu. At least 28 others were wounded in the early Tuesday morning blast. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack. Photos posted online by the Islamic State terrorist group claim to show the destruction of a 2,000-year-old temple at the Syrian World Heritage Site of Palmyra. In a series of images posted Tuesday, several men are seen carrying barrels into the temple, and smoke and debris is seen from an explosion. UNESCO called the temple's destruction a war crime. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.